Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so you can be a part of the program. Give us a call. We'd love to address your question or your particular issue on this edition of Basic Gospel. Call now, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, or the full number, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the love of Jesus Christ, and we all know the famous passage, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We understand that. Most of us learned that when we were very young.
Little bitty guy.
One of the first verses that we become familiar with. But you have to ask the question, how in the world does God express his love for us? Is it just a feeling? Is it just something within his heart? How does he make that known to us? And there's a wonderful story in Luke chapter 7. Jesus has been invited to have dinner at a Pharisee's house. And it's not a likely place to see, to think that Jesus would show up, but there he is. Yeah. He's having dinner, and this lady comes in, and she brings out this bottle of perfume, and she opens it, and she wipes Jesus' feet, and it's just an incredible scene, and the Pharisees are really kind of up in arms. It's like, wow, if this guy was really a prophet, he would know that this woman was a sinner. She was just a dirty, rotten scoundrel, and Jesus shouldn't letting her do this. And then he gives this story. He talks to Simon Peter, and he tells him a story about two people that owed money to a certain money lender. One owed much more than the other. And then he asks the question, now, which of them will love this money lender the most? Well, and Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt that was canceled. And Jesus says, you have judged correctly. And then he segues back to this lady and says, she has been forgiven much. And because she has been forgiven much, she loves much. And I think it's a beautiful story to help us understand how God really expresses his love toward us. He expresses us it in a very specific way, in the fact that he forgave all of our sins. And when we recognize that he has forgiven all of our sins, then there's this love that forms in our hearts back for him. It's an incredible story, and I think all of us can see ourselves in the role of that woman.
Yeah.
Sinners who need to be loved by God in such a way that we know he's forgiven our sins.
Absolutely.
It's good news, isn't
That's
it?
That's good news. Oh, yes. That's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition. We'd love for you to join us by phone. Calls beginning to come in, but still plenty of open lines right now at 844-32-BASIC, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-32-BASIC, or the full number again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Andrew, it's nice to have you with us today.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, great to be here, guys.
Yeah, so you are sponsoring the organization that you're with, Network 220. You're sponsoring a conference in April called The Outrageous Love of God. You have several people coming to speak at that. Would you tell our listeners a little bit about that conference and what folks can expect?
Sure, yeah. This is in April, the end of April, April 26 to 29. And it's that weekend there, and it'll be in Washington, D.C., in the Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia area. And we're talking about a conference with five different voices. We've got John Lynch, who many of you know from the Basic Gospel broadcast, has been on as a guest. And we also are talking about Ralph Harris, who's written a book, God's Astounding Opinion of You. Our very own Bob Christopher will be there, and I will be there, and we've got a local teacher in Virginia who's a counselor as well, named Carl Kakadelis, and he will be our fifth teacher. So we've got five voices and one message to proclaim, this new covenant grace message. So if you feel like you've been starving for more spiritual food and wanting to get some good, solid grace teaching, well, you get to hear five different voices who all agree about the beauty of God's grace. And so the website is network220.org. That's network220.org, and you can register today, and the event is at the end of April.
Yes, indeed. You can also find information on our website at basicgospel.net on the events tab there. So a couple of places to go, all the folks in Washington, D.C. listening to us on WAVA today, even our friends in New York City and anywhere on the East Coast. We would love for you to come and be a part of that. Again, the dates are April 26th through the 29th. Come join us. We would love to see you. It's about the outrageous love of God, and that's what we're talking about all month, the outrageous love of God that has been poured out on us in Jesus Christ. It's an incredible, incredible love story that we all get to experience by faith in Him. Well, let's go to our phone lines now. Let's start in Childress, Texas, and talk with our good friend Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are y'all today?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Good to hear from you. Yeah, I'm doing great. And I just had a quick question for you. And John 21:15 there starts with, you know, when Jesus is asking Peter if he loves him, and three times Peter says, "Lord, you know I love you." My question is, what kind of love is Peter talking about here? Can you define that love that he says, "Lord, you know I love you"? But
it's a good question.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
That's a good question, Eric. Andrew, tell us a little bit about that passage there.
Yeah, you know, I think what Jesus is asking is, you know, do you really love me with a godly love? Do you love me with an agape type love? And Peter is able to say, you know, yes, Lord, you know, I phileo you. I love you with a brotherly love. And then Jesus is saying, do you love me with an agape love? And, you know, Peter is sort of taken back, I think, by this series of questions. I mean, he's not really, you know, able to commit to any sort of love on that level within himself, within his human effort. So I think Jesus is really pressing the matter to make a point, Eric, and that is that, you know, if we're going to love people with agape love, it's going to have to come from somewhere else, that we can't commit to such a love as beautiful as that and as unconditional as that. So, you know, there's a line of questioning here, and in English, we may not quite grasp where Christ is going, but really he's pressing in on this issue of the fact that unconditional love has to stem from God himself. And so the only way we can display that love is by first containing that love. And the only way we can contain that love is by having Jesus Christ live in us. Does that help?
Well, yeah, it helps a lot. You know, it's kind of along the lines of what I was thinking. But, you know, I mean, so many times we talk about to love God, and it's just like a constant effort. And I see myself falling short all the time. But, when I see how much he loves me and how he's demonstrated his love to me so many times, it just, you know, that allows his love to flow out of me, you know, at times. You know, sometimes I obviously don't display that kind of love, but anyway, well, I sure appreciate you guys and all that y'all do. And, you know, I don't really have a scripture on hand that I know there's a lot of them that demonstrates God's love for us, but the thing that really demonstrates God's love to me, and it's been so loud for so long, is the fact that, you know, he's turned me on to the basic gospel message, and also your ministry as well, Andrew. I mean, I listen to you on the internet, and man, it means so much to me to have this in front of me where I can listen to it on a daily basis and just be recharged, because you don't get that message, you know, in a typical church setting. You just really, it's sad, but you really don't.
Well, Eric, I'm so glad that you're connected with Basic Gospel, and, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to tell us that, because it's encouraging to us as we continue to minister and proclaim this gospel over the airwaves, guys like you out there who are listening and benefiting and even calling in to encourage us. Really, really appreciate you, brother.
All right, y'all keep it up. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Thanks, Eric. Love you too, my friend. Well, let's go to Queens, New York, and talk with Patrick, listening to our great affiliate there, WMCA, The Mission. I love their new tagline. Uh-huh. I think that's fabulous. Well, Patrick, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like for you to explain the meaning of redemption. What is redemption about?
Well, that's an excellent question, and that word redemption is one of those words that I put under the label of churchy words. I mean, we don't use redemption a lot in our day to day life, but it's a very, very important truth and an important reality that we have in Jesus Christ, and it touches on freedom. That we've been set free. To be redeemed means to be set free, and we've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's a powerful, powerful truth that I think many people stumble over or don't even realize that they have been set free from sin and death through the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. But that's what redemption is all about, being set free. Andrew, how would you answer that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think of it, you know, when I was a kid, I was really excited to get these bottles, these Coke bottles that you could return to the store, and they were redeemable. In other words, the store would buy them back. And so, you know, when Christ did this at the cross, he's essentially saying, I'm making full payment for you so that God the Father can buy you back. And so, you know, much like those bottles, we are bought back by God himself, and then we're filled. And then there's a little bottle cap put on that bottle. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit, which is the symbol of God's promise, the presence of himself forever within us. So to be bought back for me means that we're owned by God. We're a people of God's own possession, that he's marked his territory, and he says, you're mine now, and I bought you with Jesus's blood. So it's about our value. It's about our worth. I mean, how much are you worth if Jesus paid his life for you? And how much are you worth if God went to that extent to buy you back? It's a beautiful message.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, yes. So in other words, he's saying he paid the price for us. And because of him paying the price, we have been redeemed back.
Now you've been set free.
Yes.
That's what it means. You were part of that world system. You were lost, you were a sinner, you were dead, you were under the control of the powers of darkness. That's how Paul put it in Ephesians chapter 2. But Christ paid a price to redeem you out of that. He came into this world, became one of us. He offered himself, and he set us free. He loosed us from that system and brought us into his kingdom. And so in him we have redemption. So it's like, you know, you look back in the Old Testament, the story of the Exodus, were under control of the Egyptians.
Egyptian.
Pharaoh was their master. So for us, Pharaoh represents sin. Sin was our master. Now we've been set free. Sin is no longer our master. We are under the control of Christ Jesus. That's the freedom that we have in Christ.
Get it.
That makes sense?
Yes, yes, absolutely. He paid a price for us for our freedom today.
Absolutely. You got it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. It's great to be redeemed, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Open
Thanks
lines.
For your call.
You're welcome.
Open
you,
lines.
You
at
hang
eight,
on.
Yeah,
we'll send you some good information for you.
844-32 basic. Open lines and time on the clock. Just a moment. We're going to go to Livermore, California, talk to William. But I want to remind you folks, primarily those of you on the West Coast, that the Hear, Believe, Live tour, it begins in Vacaville, California next month, the 7th of next month, as a matter of fact. The tour will address each of those subjects, Hear, Believe, and Live. And we will do so straight from the Word of God. No matter where you are on your journey of grace, you will leave this event being encouraged and eager to take the next step, allowing God to work in and through you. Your life can be different. And it starts at the Hear, Believe, Live Tour, March 7th at Valley Church in Vacaville, California. All the information available at basicgospel.net. Again, that's our regular website, basicgospel.net, or by speaking with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That number, 844-41-BASIC. Bob?
Well, thanks. Let's go out to Livermore, California, and talk with William, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob. I was calling to share my favorite love verse, and it's actually quite a good segue, because you're just speaking about how Christ redeemed us by his own blood and the value of that. And it's expressed in this love verse that I hold most dear, it's a very short verse, but it's where Jesus explains that that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life, which is what he did for us. And it's comforting and encouraging to know that the greatest love in the universe he created, he demonstrated for us. So there is no greater love than the love God has for us.
Yeah, William, thank you for sharing that. I love that passage as well, John 15:13. You know, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And then he looks at his disciples and said, you are my friends. So he was doing that for them. And in essence, he was saying that to us as well. Yes. You're my friends because I'm laying down my life for you. Well, William, thanks for taking the time to share that with us. Andrew, we are talking about the love of God. And, I know for me, when I really discovered that Christ had forgiven all of my sins, it was a passage in Colossians which talked about the fact that I had been made alive together with Christ and that he forgave all my sins. That's when the light bulbs just started, clicking off or on in my head. And man, I knew that God loved me. And that has never wavered since then. God just keeps, making that more and more real to me. And I think that's where we have to start, don't you? As far as the love of God is concerned, we have to start at the cross and ask the question, what did Jesus do for me there? If that was a demonstration of his love, what does that mean to me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you think about all the economic crisis that our nation has been and then even personally, we all, most of us anyway, can relate to the idea of debt and, owing something on a loan we took out. And, the bigger the loan, what a miracle and what an amazing relief it would be if there was a knock on our door and someone said, hey, here's $10,000 or here's $50,000. And, I want to pay off your debt for you. And, which means more, the 10 or the 50? Well, if you're in debt up to your ears, it's going to mean a whole lot more to you. I'm reminded of a YouTube video that I just saw a few weeks ago where a man decided in his heart that he wanted to bless this homeless person. And so he surprised him by renting him a house for a year, getting him furniture, getting him a food and some gift cards to keep him afloat during the year. And basically paid for this man to be okay for a year. And on the video, the homeless man just breaks down in tears. He just comes running to the man, wraps his arms around his neck and says, thank you so much for loving me, for being my friend. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. And that's really the reaction that we have in our hearts when we begin to fathom just how much God has paid off our debt. We just want to run into our dad's arms and wrap our hands around his neck and just say, thank you, Father, for all that you've done for me in Christ. And, And, you know, when we've sinned and blown it and we think our sins are so, so big, the whole point of the gospel is, hey, you know, it's our God who's big. So, you know, quit obsessing over the size of your sins and look at the size of your Savior.
Yeah, most definitely. Back to this story in Luke 7, you know, Jesus was making the point that the one who has been forgiven much is the one that's going to love much. And he looks at the woman that had brought the bottle of perfume, and he looks right at her and says, "Your sins are forgiven." That may be one of the greatest statements of love that's ever been uttered. And the wonderful news for all of us is that Jesus says the same thing to each and every one of us. And I think he does it in such a personal way. Drew, your sins are forgiven. Bob, your sins are forgiven. Richard, your sins are forgiven. And for you listening to this broadcast today, Jesus is saying that to you. Your sins are forgiven. You may feel like God's a million miles away. You may feel dirty on the inside and unworthy. You may feel that you've crossed a line that from which there's no return, that you're out of reach of God's love, but that's not true. God's love is so much bigger than your sin, and these words apply to you. Your sins are forgiven. That's a statement of God's love to you. You connect with that statement, you learn to rest in that statement, and the love of God starts to explode inside of you in such a way that you never dreamed possible. Yeah. Start right there at the cross. Start right there with what Jesus accomplished for you through his shed blood on the cross. Recognize that he took away your sins, and as a result, you are a forgiven person. That's when you get connected to the love of Christ.
That's just great news, friends. That's basic gospel, and we're here every day bringing this truth of God's Word in a clear, understandable way. I don't know how it gets any clearer or any more understandable than the way Bob Christopher just explained that. You know, many for the first time are hearing, believing, and living out the love of Jesus Christ that been made available to him from him. And as I've said so many times, someone else gave in support of this ministry of basic gospel so that you can hear, so that you can be blessed by the indwelling Christ, and what a blessing they have given to you. Now that you've heard, we want you to be a part of the blessing of passing this message on to others as well. So we ask you to join us today, if possible, in supporting Basic Gospel. And you're going to find a support link in the menu at basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator, Billy, at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-412-2742. And may God richly bless and multiply your gift to Basic Gospel.
Yes, indeed. We certainly need your help. The world needs to hear this good news. Probably more so than ever. And there's a sense of urgency in our hearts to get the word out. I know, Andrew, you share that sense of urgency. It's time to proclaim the good news, isn't it, in such a way that we reach as many people as we possibly can.
Yeah, you know, and if you've been on the Basic Gospel website, you've seen about the conference happening in California. You know, getting out to the West Coast is not a monthly event for us. It's it's something that we do specially, and so it's upcoming. I encourage you to check that out. If you're on the West Coast and you're looking for fellowship, check out that conference. And if you're just looking for a place to plug in and play a role, not just be a listener, but be a participant, well, you can do that also at our website, basicgospel.net. Consider being a monthly giver. That's what we need most.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. You know, we invite you to go online, too, to basicgospel.net and join our email list. There are multiple benefits to staying connected with Basic Gospel, and we want you to share with them, share those particular benefits. So just click subscribe in the upper menu, upper left corner of any page at Basic Gospel. That's been made very, very easy to find. It's in the upper left corner of any page on our website. You know, also, there are many valuable resources that are available through the ministry at our online store, and you'll find them at store.basicgospel.net. That's store.basicgospel.net. You know, also, social media is a great way to follow Basic Gospel, and if what you've heard on this broadcast has made a difference in your life, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, for Andrew Farley and the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.